So, Captain Lambert, ready to take the bear by the tooth?
I am indeed. The Russian bear.
He has sharp claws.
I'll cover my belly.
Blood and guts. The stuff of war.
We defend a helpless nation, Sir John.
We defend our own interests. The Ottoman Empire walks backwards and it falls over, but we need it between Western Europe and the Russian army.
It will be a glorious battle.
It will be cold.
Have you no wish to look death in the face?
I do it every day. I talk to old men who send young men out to die.
You keep many secrets.
Watch yourself, Tom. Crimea is a bitter place. Eternal winter.
My soldiers depend on me. Like children, I cannot disappoint them. Yes, they are a fearsome, bloody crew. At the very sight of them, the enemy will lay down arms.
Let us hope the enemy is aware of your expectations.
I am my father's son. I intend to prove it. Gentlemen, I give you a toast. Our gracious majesty, Victoria, the Queen.
The Queen.
God save her.
Sebastopol has finally fallen, and the Queen has decreed festivity at the end of a long, dirty, bloody war. Big crowds, torchlight procession, dancing bears, fireworks. Many a pocket pick tonight. No doubt the government will tack merit as if the entire cabinet had ridden into battle. So many good men dead. Not from the Russian guns, but from disease, inept commanders, and malnutrition. Man's inhumanity to man, in the name of country or creed. How did it all begin, eh? I'll tell you. Cain and Abel, brothers to boot. And the Lord said unto Cain, Where is Abel, thy brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? An impudent response. Well seen there was not an officer in sight. I am James McCleavy, Inspector of Police. Had I been at Cain's elbow... Mind you, I am an only child. A rarity in these days. I never had a brother.
This is the life, eh, sir?
Is it?
The creme de la creme of the Edinburgh force. And here we are.
Well, why should we not be?
Inspector McCleavy, good day.
Lieutenant Roach, your servant, eh? Got yourself shaven, sir?
You seem to have barely attempted that.
Up half the night. Burglary case.
Rooftop reconnaissance, sir.
But how is it Constable Mulholland here seems fresh as a daisy while you look like a pea the bed, McCleavy?
God's mystery, Lieutenant.
Aha. I am aware, James, this sort of gathering brings out the worst in you. Don't make me regret my invitation.
Attention, now. This is us.
Sandy Bell, creme de la creme, eh?
Of the honour to present Sir John Hastings, who is in charge of Her Majesty's security, and she about to visit your fair city for a wee ride up Princes Street.
A triumphal ride, Captain Bell.
Aye, triumphal. Well, here's Sir John.
Gentlemen, I'm well aware that you more than know your business. This is a well-policed city, one of the best, but I thought it sapient on this occasion to bring us all together so that we may, so to speak, sing from the same hymn book.
Not in Latin, mind.
My own operatives will be active, but they will in no way seek to disturb any local sensibilities. For your part, I must ask you to exercise extreme vigilance. Any suspicious characters, any anti-royalist views, any talk of harm directed against the royal person.
Surely the last time Her Majesty visited, she came and went with all this stushy.
McCleavy? No, it is a fair point. Times change, sir. Although the Crimean War has been won, with the help of God...
And the French.
Nevertheless, a great deal of Republican sentiment has been stirred up. Happy is the country whose annals are blank in history. We, however, do not qualify for Montesquieu's maxim.
You see, the mistress knows you.
A voice from the past.
You seem gentleman enough.
She will welcome me.
That'll make a change.
I'm certain of it, you see. I have a marvellous attribute.
Uh-huh.
Into it if you must. Hannah, I have the accounts here, and I ask to be left... Oh, Tom Lambert!
Jean Brash, bonny as ever.
Hannah, fetch champagne.
Buckets of it.
Welcome indeed.
Well, madame, shall we dance the goose?
Ah, McLeavy, Sir John would like a word.
Would he know?
Inspector McLeavy, I'm told you know the streets better than any other officer.
I know my parish.
Leith, it interests me.
Why?
It is a port. Strangers come and go.
Oh, Leith is full of strangers, sir.
But if you wish me to confine every man in my patch who does not kiss the Queen's image, the jail will be full by tea time.
Really, McLean?
You know, the poor are entitled to their delusions, but it's not words, it is deeds which must concern us.
I cannot throw a blanket over Leith and expect some mad-eyed assassin to poke his head above. I need more to go on.
My operatives are active. When I have further to impart, I shall inform you.
Absolutely, Sir John.
Absolutely.
Good day, gentlemen.
Close to the wind there, McLeavy. Sir John, let me escort you to the door.
I shall inform you, damn cheek.
Now, sir, our shift is nearly over, the weather is grand, and we have some time off before a heavy round of duty. Let us repair to the bosoms of nature.
Bosoms?
Tom of Bedlam.
A madman, then?
You burst into that body whose horn daft.
My regiment was visiting the castle. I had drunk the Queen's health. Once too often, I was a babe in arms.
How did you do it?
Gift of the gab.
You coaxed all us girls to strip down to our underwear, stick feathers in our rumps, and we were the circling geese while you took the part of the gander. Wouldn't it happen here?
You were an employee only then, Jean.
Now, I run the best house in the city. So, have they thrown you out, Tom?
Ah, yes. Civilian attire. The Crimea. I was stood down. A cannon shard tore up half my guts. Would you like to see the scars?
No, thank you. What are you doing in Edinburgh, then?
Working for the government.
As what?
An employee.
You used to be more open.
Times change. Pretty wallpaper, Jean. Very pretty flowers.
Some very pretty flowers down the stairs as well.
Alas, the cannon shard has diminished somewhat that particular inclination. But if anyone could raise me from the dead, it would be you, Jean Brash. You are as beautiful as ever. Yes, to the old days.
The old days. Long gone.
There you are, sir. Clean linen and not a flea in sight.
It rolls her face.
Is your leg hurting, sir?
I'm used to it, thank you.
You'll be off the Sunderland boat, and it just docked.
I am.
But your speech, that's local.
It is. I'm expecting a communication. Should a letter arrive, bring it at once.
Consider it then. Let me just help you settle yourself now.
No. Leave the bag alone.
Gladly. It's heavy enough.
Surveying equipment.
It's a surveyor you are.
The lie of the land. I spy it out.
Ah, damnation.
Serenity of purpose, sir.
This line is half tangled.
Wait, let me... There now. It's all in the movement of the wrist, sir. Let me show you.
You've shown me already. I'll do it myself.
Very well, go ahead.
You're too close, Mulholland. Stand back. Right. Movement of the wrist. Back and forward. Back and forward. Back and... Oh, look at so. The branch moved deliberately into my path.
You took no account of it. Give me... There. Now, Try again.
It's all your fault.
Me?
You lack patience.
You would try the patience of a saint, and I fall far short of that. Now, for once in your life, will you follow instruction?
You need to shout.
Look. Snake it out, under the branches, to and fro, aiming at that little patch of water where I guarantee there's a big fat trout waiting if our bellowing hasn't frightened him off entirely. To and fro. Now. Yes.
I've done it. Done it. How did he do that? Ah, there's a fierce sight.
He took it like a Christian.
What do I do now?
Pray the fish.
He's hauling at me.
Follow him downstream.
Follow. Follow. My trousers are getting soaked, Bob Holland.
I forgot to bring your boots, but don't let go, sir, even if you dip under entirely.
Whoa!
The hook is in.
Ah!
The hook is in.
Mr. Cooper! Mr. Cooper!
What is it?
Your letter, sir. Come this minute. A wee boy brought it in now.
I thank you.
A secret romance, is it, sir?
Something like that. Thank you.
Watchers everywhere, they may be closing in on you. Leave these lodgings. Stay out. Sleep rough for a few days, given your experience no great hardship. Stick to the plan, and we shall leave a deed for the world to wonder at. Come he slow or come he fast, it is but death that comes at last. Towards this end there is a small task you must perform. It may amuse you somewhat. When you... Aye, it does. It does indeed.
A missile thrush, I think.
Is it so? Fine specimen of a fish. And I fought him to a standstill.
Indeed you did, sir.
The bread, pickle, and spring water. A feast fit for a king.
Victoria and Albert couldn't do better.
Uh-huh. Need a dab hand with that fire, Mulholland. I'll wager you've done some poaching in your time.
In my younger days.
You're not that old. Living so fine and free. I wonder you ever became a policeman.
Ah, not so fine or free. My mother died early, worn out. My father lost the farm and we were scattered to the four winds.
Oh, pardon me. The pickle.
I was lucky. Ended with my Aunt Katie. She urged me on, pastors knew. It was either the army or the police. You get shot at in the army.
You get shot at in the police?
Not so often, and not by cannoneers. And what about yourself, sir?
I had no choice. I was born that way.
Victoria Britannia will beat the Russians just for you. We are very patriotic. We are very pretty, too. Cavalry officers.
They died, nevertheless.
They did. Not as many as the soldiers, though. Still no complaints. Here I am. Brandy to hand. While my guts last out, I serve the Queen.
They'll last. You're indestructible.
Tom of Bedlam, that's me.
So, no sign of our little corporal?
Not so far. Been visiting old friends, old contacts, wandering the streets. I like to wander.
Are you sure you'll recognize him?
The moment I cross his path. It will be strange. An old comrade, now the enemy.
Life is full of treachery and deception.
The stuff of empire. Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive.
Three witches?
Sir Walter Scott.
Ah.
Good God, Johnny Hastings. Where's your education?
Not spent in popular fiction.
What a disgrace.
Undeniable, sir.
A slogan in red paint daubed on the wall of the register office.
Princess Street, not our patch, sir.
That's not the point, McCleavy. The words. Victoria Regina. No finer death.
I've got him. I've got him. Good.
Let go of me, you glick-it-neep-heat.
Constable Miller, what is all this?
Find him skulking in the streets.
Oh, is he skulking?
See on his jacket sleeve, red paint.
But on his overalls here, many other colours. How are you, Archie?
I was fine till this maniac grabbed me.
You know this man?
I do. Archie Bonner, house painter, has been these 20 years. You wouldn't dab words against Her Majesty, would you, Archie?
You can't find McCleavy. I can't read or write.
I fear, Constable, enthusiasm may have transported you somewhat.
My feet are killing me as well.
Killing me as well, sir.
Sir Lieutenant, sir.
Escort Mr. Bonner to the door and let him go.
Come on, you. For my queen, I am ready to lay down my life.
Just get him to the door, Miller. Her Majesty arrives this very evening, McCleavy. Now get out onto the streets. Find sedition. Have no mercy. This is war.
Mistress, you have a visitor.
Who is it?
The midden man.
Tom, have you fallen on hard times?
Not yet, but I am practicing.
Thank you, Hannah.
My pleasure.
A pretty garden.
Peaceful. I like that.
I had hoped to keep our friendship and mutual regard untainted by matters of state.
Mutual, right enough. You paid, I performed.
Long ago. But after that was friendship.
Which you now presume upon?
I have a favour to ask.
You may ask.
I seek a man. He has many names, but cannot disguise an injury to his leg. Twists like a corkscrew, the consequence of war.
A dirty business. Hand me that basket.
We had him in our sights. A dockside tavern, but he disappeared. I know you have informants all over Leith.
Why should I help?
For queen and country.
I recognize neither.
For old time's sake.
Oh. Are your feet in pain?
Killing me. But worth it for the queen.
I'm glad to hear so.
Sir John, they told me that you were...
Pick up your basin and walk.
Walk where?
Just get out of my sight.
I'm right.
Oops, a daisy.
I apologize, Sir John.
At least your fellows are acting.
In some cases, excessively. You wish to speak with me?
Yes. The writing on the wall.
Desecration. What do the words mean, precisely?
I believe they paraphrase something said by our dear queen. There is no finer death for a man than on the battlefield.
I see.
But that was before the glory departed and the cholera arrived.
But her heart would be in the right place.
Yes. The man who may have perverted these words to threaten her life, the man we are seeking, is traced to Leith.
My two best men are out there, handcuffs at the ready.
Damnation!
She didn't win the battle, the soldiers did. Blown to pieces. Couldn't make a whole man between them. And what'd she give? Half a crown and a penny with ugly ribbon.
All right, you on your feet.
What?
Come on.
Let me go.
I think not.
Keep your hands yourself.
That was a fearsome blow, Mulholland.
I hardly touched him.
Don't know your own strength, man. Well, get the cuffs on. If this is our quarry, you could be the hero of the hour.
You injured one of my best operatives.
Mulholland can be terrible hasty.
Only poked him in the breadbasket.
Unfortunately, my weak point.
I'm very sorry, Mr. Lambert.
Sorry? Lieutenant Roach?
At your command, Sir John.
These men blundered in and disrupted a most delicate operation.
And whose fault is that?
What?
You've kept us in ignorance. How are we supposed to know who your operatives are?
Breaks the habit of a lifetime, Sir John.
Are you all right, Tom?
I'm fine. Now tell the tale.
As head of Her Majesty's security, I keep contact with the most secret service. A cell of revolutionaries was uncovered. In it were some ex-soldiers from the Crimea. We have evidence of a plot to kill the Queen.
A gross betrayal.
The cell was broken, the ringleader and some others escaped. One was Andrew Cameron, alias Alec Cooper, corporal, sharpshooter, back from the war with a twisted leg. Cameron is thought to have come from Leith.
There was a family Cameron, father a stonemason. The boy ran away to join the army, but that was years ago.
The family, where are they now?
Moved away. You could have told us all this before.
Secrecy was paramount.
the newspapers find out our soldiers are involved, they will have a field day.
Nothing shall leave these four walls.
Finding this man, needle in a haystack.
We have an ace up our sleeve.
He was in my regiment. I know his face. I must get back on the streets.
Are you able for it, Tom?
I have to be.
Sorry again, sir.
One more thing. If Cameron is found, he is not to be taken.
You hear that, MacLeavy?
He is to be followed. The ringleader is the man we want. The stakes are high. We have little time, gentlemen.
We split forces. Mulholland, to his disgust, was seconded to duty in Princes Street Gardens with Miller for company. I was given the job of escorting Lambert to any possible hidey-holes for Cameron. But no luck. The streets began to fill up with the procession crowd, even though there were yet hours to go. Early birds. Despite the convivial jollity, I could sense a tension. Hastings' men would cover the city as best they could, but we were all at the mercy of events which ebbed and flowed like the crowd. Where the hell was Cameron? It seemed as if we must trust in the providence of the Almighty. Then came a voice, but not from heaven.
Well, this is a pair I never thought to see, Hannah.
12 big ganders, right enough.
You know this woman.
I do.
What are you doing here, Jean Brash?
I have a message for Mr. Lambert, but it's confidential, MacLeavy.
You may trust the inspector.
You don't know him like I do.
He broke into a body house.
I was after a criminal.
You were desperate.
I was not.
That's enough, Hannah. The past is dead. Is it not, Tom?
A message, you said.
I may have found the man you seek.
Where is he?
Amongst the dead.
Why has Lieutenant Roach got his guard in a flower bed?
It lies along the route of the royal carriage.
And the Scott Monument, in case they steal it.
It is a possible vantage point.
Vantage for what?
That's my concern. You stick to the flowers.
Ah, well, Constable. At least we've got each other for company.
The cemetery. I should have remembered. Father Stonemason, the boy would never be out of this place.
Let us hope he's here now.
One of Jean's spies witnessed a man with a twisted leg making quite a show in front of the gates up in Doon as if he was waiting for somebody. Puzzled me.
How so?
Why be so public suddenly? And there's an old shed at the back where he was last seen.
Pray it's not empty.
You all right?
An old wound, newly tended.
If you're going to die, you're in the right place.
You have a queer sense of humour, MacLeavy.
Is that your man?
Cameron, I am certain.
That's a long bag he's carrying. A rifle.
He's a sharp shooter, don't forget.
Come on.
We'll lose him.
Such a fair pace, bad leg or no.
Where is he?
Through the crowd, by the tavern.
Waiting. He's waiting for someone.
But again, why so public?
The press of people. He feels protected.
Not from me. Not only.
I must report back to Hastings. He will send assistance.
Assistance?
I can help no more. Whatever you do, no handcuffs, MacLeavy. Follow. Follow only. With any luck, he'll lead us to his master.
I won't lose him. But tell Hastings to keep his men at distance. I've no time for amateurs.
Don't provoke laughter, MacLeavy. It's too painful.
The remark was not meant to be funny. The only person I trust with me on surveillance is Mulholland, but he wasn't there. And when I turned back to the tavern, neither was Cameron. For a moment, I was the amateur, the bungler, a cold sweat lashing down my legs as if I was back in the stream with that trout. Then I saw my fish, thank God, wriggling through the crowd. Off I went. The hook was in. Cameron made his way to Leith Walk, then turned up the brae. We had now left the purlieus of Leith and arrived where the Queen's coach would pass as it journeyed on a loop from Waverley Station, round Royal Terrace, Regent Terrace, Waterloo Place, then on to Prince's Street. Cameron came to a halt and stood with the rifle bag clutched to his chest. A distant roar announced the departure of the royal coach. I became aware of someone at my elbow.
My men are in position. Where's Cameron?
Front of the crowd. See, we the back.
I see.
How is Lambert?
Collapsed in pain. He's a brave man.
Here comes the target.
Hold for my signal.
We wait too long. Your ringleader will not show his face.
Hold!
Cameron's dropped the bag. There's metal in his hand. We can hold no longer.
Mulholland.
What is it now?
I need to relieve myself.
Well, go into the bushes.
Can I know Whittle behind the monument?
You cannot. That's the water, Scott.
It's dark down there in the bushes.
Not if you go in really deep.
Huh?
Hurry up. The Queen's on her way.
Don't let her pass. I want to wave.
Patience is a plaster for all sores.
What's so funny, Cameron?
An innocent cripple. Cut down like a dog.
You are an assassin.
No, that rifle. It can't fire.
Sir, the gun barrel's plugged. The whole thing's polished and waxed. An inscription carved to Her Gracious Majesty.
What?
Innocent. I was going to step out and present a gift to my queen. A heartfelt souvenir for the cruel war.
What's going on?
A decoy. That's why he was so public sudden, so easy found. It was to lead us astray.
A real attempt will be made elsewhere.
Oh.
Where?
Just a poor soul, sir. Crippled in battle.
Where is it?
Come ye slow, come ye fast. It is but death that comes at last.
Damnation!
What do we do with him, sir?
What is necessary?
Come on, you piece of scum.
God bless the Queen.
It is but death. I know these lines. Now, there was a man I arrested for poisoning his neighbor's pigs.
Pigs? What have pigs got to do with it?
Death comes at last. He was an educated man, but the smell of swine drove him demented.
I know his predicament.
The pigs took forever to die. The man quoted something like that from... what was it now? A poem. What was the name? Marmion. That was it. Marmion. And the writer... I have it.
Look what I found.
Point that thing away.
A rifle, if I'm not mistaken.
Where did you find this?
In the bushes, buried, wrapped in a bag. I stood on it.
Have a care, Constable. Someone may get shot.
Mr. Lambert, look what we found, sir.
We?
Give it over, please. Thank you. The gardens were searched yesterday. This must have been hidden during the night.
For an assassin to come and collect.
I believe so. With all speed, you two must make your way up the column. Find Lieutenant Roach and bring back reinforcements. I can hold the fort here. Come on with you.
Right. But don't forget, it was me that found it.
I have it noted. Now run.
Right.
You too, Mulholland.
I think not. Inspector McCleavy has taught me, never quit a post unless so commanded by a superior officer.
I would remind you that I am a superior officer.
But you're not in the police force, sir. And the Queen approaches.
All right. We'll take each side of the monument. And for God's sake... wait.
What is it?
A shadow. It could be him.
Where?
In the dark behind you.
Where?
There. You have caused me much pain, my friend. That rifle butt is some repayment.
You dirty double-crosser!
What?
Mulholland. I looked behind. He wasn't there. Waited back for the glory. Well, here he is. What happened to him?
Same as will happen to you. Turn around.
You're the assassin.
And I have the rifle.
And I've got my whistle.
Blow it and I'll shoot you.
Go ahead. That'll be more noise. You stuck me.
I had a knife as well. I am sorry, sir.
You dirty big traitor.
Sir Walter Scott. His were the words. And the monument to his memory was set just yards back from Prince's Street. A perfect place from which to kill a queen. That was my instinct and our only hope. Hastings and I ran along the path of the gardens which paralleled the street. I was out of breath, and so was Hastings. Too old for this sort of game. Fireworks burst in the night sky, and thank God, there it was, poking up like a gothic finger into the heavens. The sudden light had almost blinded me, but it lit up two figures on the ground and what looked like another high on the steps of the monument. Another flash of light, and I saw the face of Tom Lambert, wild, exultant, with rifle aimed. I tried to bring out my pistol, but it snagged on my pocket. I was too slow, too late. The crowd howled out a welcome as the royal coach went by.
My God, it's quiet the night. That queen is a lot to answer for.
As do we all. What a world. Buy and sell.
That's about it.
There was a time I felt different.
You must have been Guy Young.
Tom Lambert. When I saw him, he brought it back. Stood in the middle of us, so wild and innocent. I thought maybe he'll take me away, like the prince in the fairy tale. You're right, I was young.
There's only one man strong enough for you.
But if he came to take me away, it would be to the penitentiary.
Mulholland, are you all right?
Never mind him. I'm dying over here.
You look fine.
That's because I'm holding it in.
Let me see. Dear God.
The dirty swine. Did we get him?
He fell like Icarus. It's a bad wound, Constable.
It's me that's got it. You don't have to say.
Hold on. I can sconce the blood.
Don't bother. It's a death wound. You only get the one.
I didn't know you shot so well.
My father insisted. I would rather have read in dawns. Why do it, Tom?
The men. They died in my arms. Betrayed, poisoned. Not even a bloody blanket. They trusted me. I watched them die. Animals to the slaughter. And what said Victoria? No finer death.
The real truth was kept from.
She is the queen. She answers for all. A young boy. A friend of Cameron. We found him one morning, covered in rats. Ground. Too hard for burial, so we set him on fire. Over the flames, the corporal and the captain made a vow.
You led us a merry dance.
I enjoyed that. Betraying the government. Made a nice change.
You also betrayed me. And the affection I had for you.
The hardest part. The lie most difficult.
How did you hope to get away with it?
I did not. After the act, I would give myself up. Stand trial. Spill my guts. The war. The truth. I would have a stage to tell it on. My name. In history. Promise me. My story will be told. I shall not die for nothing. Promise me.
I promise you. A story will be told.
Good. Tom of Bedlam. That's me.
Was the Queen all right?
She passed by.
Did she wave?
I don't know.
Promised my mother I would wave. Went to school with you, my mother.
She did not.
That's so. May Jenkins.
May Jenkins? Oh, she was a pretty wee girl.
Oh, still is. Said you were in trouble with the teachers.
That is true.
So was I. No respect for authority. I don't want to be on my own.
I'm here. Don't worry. I'm here.
Good. When I didn't call people, sir,
And didn't they think they were worth the effort? Except for you.
You never called me, sir, either.
It was in my mind. Tell my mother I made a good death.
A hero. I shall tell her. A hero.
I'm sorry, sir. Caught me on the hop. Thought he was an arsider. Miller.
Oh, you're in trouble now, Mulholland. I can't cover for you any longer.
My loss. God help me.
I'm not worried, McLeavy. About my mammy. And the apple of her eye. Man of the house. See, my father died young. It runs in the family.
Stay with him, Mulholland. He doesn't like being on his own.
None of us do, sir. None of us.
Thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Two men dead.
One worth a thousand of the other.
No doubt. Tom Lambert was my half-brother. A dalliance of my father when young. The girl helped to a decent marriage. The boy found out when he was 12. Came to our country house. Stood outside in the pouring rain for 3 days. Then he turned and walked away. Later he joined the guards. More his father's son than I ever was. The old man died. We met. Got on well. Opposites. He was death or glory. Devil may care. But he'd never been accepted, you see. Acknowledged. Under that smile was a dark, bitter grief.
Tom Lambert killed my young constable. Were he alive now, I'd hang him from the nearest tree.
No doubt. No doubt.
Orders from on high, McLeavy. Lord Palmerston himself.
He can go to hell!
He is the Prime Minister. If it came out that an ex-officer of the Guards, most especially one who had served in the Crimea, planned to kill Her Majesty, the press would...
Tell the truth for a change.
...wreak political havoc. There is to be no mention of assassination. None at all.
What about Miller's death?
A sneak thief tried to rob, stabbed him through the heart. Just... bad luck.
This is not justice.
It is the law, laid down by our superior.
Miller gave his life. He was a hero.
He was a servant of the crown, as are we all, servants of the crown. I am no happier than you, but promotion may be in order, James. Loyalty rewarded. I have to go now. Sandy Bell is retiring from the Haymarket. I must drink his health.
Promotion all round, eh? Charlie is my darling, my darling, my darling. Charlie is my darling, the bold chevalier. As he told you, Mulholland?
As soon as I put my foot in the station.
And?
What can we do, sir? Orders are orders.
Just like the army, eh?
Just like the army.
Miller was buried some days later. The coffin lowered down by his fellows, officers on hand, the full panoply of hypocrisy. Lieutenant Roach even said a few words over the grave, but sadly he did not fall in. The minister quoted from Isaiah, "He will swallow up death in victory, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from off all faces." Very comforting. Off they marched, and not one glanced back, lest conscience stick them in the guts. When I looked at Miller's mother, I could see the pretty wee girl she had once been. The tears ran down her face. She didn't realize she had buried the truth along with her son. I sent her home with Mulholland, one constable for another. That just left me, as usual, the evening gone, the night on hand, alone, with my thoughts. The shadow of death had followed me and blotted out the life of that poor young man. Then a figure in white walked out of the trees towards me. Not a ghost, and most certainly never an angel.
Not in mourning, Jean Brash.
Black doesn't suit me, but I came to say goodbye to the constable.
He knew?
Most of my girls did.
More to that boy than met the eye.
I like cemeteries. Green grass. Laid to rest. What if you could roll up the world like a carpet and find a new one underneath?
It's a nice thought.
Edinburgh. It's everything and nothing.
Seems that way. Sometimes.
The new world. Maybe I'll go there.
You just take the old vices.
Maybe not. I could marry, raise a family. I've just about got enough time.
I don't see it, Jean.
I may resolve to surprise myself. Would you not wish me luck?
I wish you the luck you deserve.
What do you have to hold you here?
My duty.
What is duty compared to what a new world has to offer?
I cannot change. I am myself.
I would not have you any other way. But the offer holds until the ship sails.
She dropped a single red rose on the grave, then touched my face with the back of her hand. I kept my own over my wallet. But affection seemed to be the source of the gesture. A glint in her eye. Was it a tear, or just the usual mischief? I put up my hand to catch hers and brought it to my lips. It seemed a gentlemanly thing to do. She moved back into the trees, a white shape in the dark night, and then she was gone. Did she really mean it? Leave Edinburgh? The new world. The rest. You can never tell, Jean Brass. She weaves her spell and her laughter echoes in your mind. I was alone again. Empty. I left a pair of handcuffs on the grave lest Miller met up with the devil. Then I turned and walked off into the night. I am James McCleavy, Inspector of Police. The darkness and I are well acquainted.
In McCleavy, Servant of the Crown by David Ashton, you heard Brian Cox as McCleavy, Siobhan Redmond as Jean Brash, and Michael Percival Maxwell as Constable Mulholland, with Patrick Nallahyde, Tom Goodman-Hill, David Ashton, Colette O'Neill, Tom Smith and Tom Kocher. The producer was Patrick Rayner.